Most of you know, I think, that I spent the last 14 years of my time in India in a place called Kalimpong in the eastern Himalayas. And then I lived there, yes, for 14 years. I say I lived there, but I wasn't literally in Kalimpong for the whole of that time, for the whole of the year. In fact, very often, in the case of most years, I think, I used to spend the winter months down in the plains. Of course, during the summer months, the plains were very hot, and I used to prefer to travel there during the winter when it was just nice and warm and with very often a nice breeze blowing. So I used to spend time in Calcutta, in Nagpur, Bombay, Pune, and sometimes even in Delhi. But I think in the early 1950s, I probably spent more time in Bombay during the winter months than in any of these other places. And one of the reasons was that I developed a friendship with quite a few people in the city of Bombay. And Bombay in those days was a rather pleasant city. I gather it's changed a lot since. And it was a very cosmopolitan city. One had, of course, Hindus, one had Muslims, one has Sikhs, one has Baha'is, one had Europeans of many nationalities, and one also had Parsis. And for some reason or other, I seem to have developed friendships with quite a few people belonging to that community. And of course, you may be wondering who the Parsis were. And when Kalyana Prabhupada mentioned that my friend Dinu was a Parsi, you may have wondered, well, what sort of person a Parsi was. Well, the word Parsi is a sort of corruption of Farsi, which is a Persian word, and is in fact the word from which we derive our own geographical expression, Persia. So the Parsis are a community of people who left Persia or Iran about 1,000 years ago at a time when the Arab Muslims were invading and trying to convert everybody to Islam. So the Parsis were Zoroastrians. They were followers of the prophet Zoroaster. And scholars are still discussing when Zoroaster lived. In fact, there seems to have been a line, a succession of Zoroasters. But even the last of these was, it seems, extant some time before the Buddha even. So Zoroastrianism is a very ancient religion with its own prophet, its own scriptures, and its own symbols. The Zoroastrians, the Parsis, were and are what are generally called fire worshippers, and they have fire temples. In Bombay, I'm sure there still is a Parsi fire temple into which non-Parsis are not admitted.